Welcome to the Jazz Beyond School podcast, episode number 72.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
All right, hey everyone, welcome to the Jazz Piano School podcast, episode number 72. I'm your host, Brendan Lowe, as always, and thank you so much for listening and being here with me today. So I'm kind of laughing right now because I was just talking to someone. We saw there's a user in Jazz Piano School named Art Vandelay, and if anyone's watched Seinfeld, I actually just watched that episode last night. Super hilarious episode, and so that's why I'm just chuckling right now. But anyway, thanks for being here. In this episode, I am going to be going over blues solo piano, and I'm still kind of promoting the solo piano, the new specialty course, our very first specialty course we are right in the middle of releasing. So this week, up until Friday, we're accepting new enrollments for the course, and you can go to jazzpianoschool.com/solo-piano-system-live to check out the video there about the course, going over the lessons and what's in the course and everything like that, all that good stuff. jazzpianoschool.com/solo-piano-live. So a member named Mark, I won't say his last name, emailed me and asked me to do another blues solo piano. I thought it was great. I know if some of you have also asked me to do some podcasts on various subjects. I thought this one was really good for now, just because we are right in the middle of releasing this, the new solo piano course, the new solo piano system that we've created. So I'm going to do this episode, and then I promise, again, if you guys have emailed me about podcast episodes, please just email me again. I know I have a Latin one to do, and some others I actually can't remember off to dig through my emails. But please email me if you have any requests for podcasts, because I'll gladly do them. And it gives me ideas to help you as best I can to, you know, educate you on different topics that you want to learn from. So again, thank you so much for being here. This blues solo piano podcast is going to be a little bit more advanced. So it's going to, basically what I'm going to do is more of a talk and play, because what I'm going to be doing is going over various tempos and styles and textures. And once you get up to a certain level, it's more about creating an ambiance rather than the notes you play, because you can learn everything you need to learn. Yeah, pretty much, you know, whatever resource you're learning from, teacher, you know, things like that, whether you're a member of Jazz Piano School. But when it comes to a certain point, you're gonna know everything for the most part. Well, I mean, you'll never know everything. I mean, come on, you know, obviously you can play devil's advocate, but you're going to know a lot, right? If you studied for years, you're going to know a lot. And there's some people, again, you'll hear jazz pianists and they're playing stuff that you play and you're just like, why don't I sound like that, right? And I asked myself that for a long time. And you know, you have to study, and what I love doing is listening, not just to the notes they play, but the atmospheres. Like, why do you feel, you have to ask yourself this question, why do you feel the way you feel when you listen to Bill Evans, right? How does he create that emotion from his playing? Because you can sit down and play Bill Evans transcriptions, right? Are you going to create the same atmosphere that he does? Probably not. Right. So what is it? What is it about that style? Now, same thing. You can ask yourself, what is it that Brad Meldow plays, that Keith Jarrett plays, that creates that atmosphere, that groove? Now, granted, they're playing with rhythm sections, and the rhythm section players also add a lot to it. But at the same time, you can take those atmospheres, those textures, those concepts, right, and apply them to your playing. And that's not, again, that's not really about notes. It's about a feeling. It's about emotion. I mean, part of it is due to notes, which I'm going to go over today. But a lot of it is just about how to create that kind of atmosphere. Anyway, so that's what I'm going to be doing today. It's going to be more advanced concepts, and I'm going to talk, I'm going to play and talk. So it's going to be as I play, because there's just too many things to write out, actually. And off the cusp, I want to play and then go back to things that I am doing and explain them to you. Okay, so for the blues, there's so many, and I love the blues because it's such a unique, you know, kind of template style that you can use in so many different ways. I mean, the blues has so many avenues. It's so flexible. You can play it in so many different types of ways that it's a great thing to use for this podcast lesson. And I'm going to be doing solo piano. So now I'm going to be using the entire piano. And Sorry, my cord here for my new podcast equipment's getting in the way. I just want to make sure I don't hit this here. I'm going to hit it either way, I think. Hold on. All right. Sorry about that. Well, that's as best as we're going to do here. So I'm going to be using the whole piano. Some of the angles are going to go off the camera here, but you can look at the MIDI on the video if you're looking for notes and things like that. So here we go. The first thing I'm going to go over is I'm going to start slow and then move up to very fast. So very slow 12-8 blues feel is very, very common. And when you take slow blueses, you're subdividing the quarter note into triplets, essentially three triplets. So you're feeling one. So for a blues at this tempo, one, two, three, four, right? You're feeling one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. And that would be a 12-8 time signature. So I'm going to play a blues in that time signature and show you that kind of slow piano feeling. And then I'll go back and talk about some of the things that I played. Okay, here we go. So this is completely off the cuff. I'm not reading any music. This is just, all improvised here. Okay, here we go. So that's just a little variation of the 12-8, 1, 2. And now the next thing I'm going to go into is when playing a slow blues, you can shift between that feeling and just your regular quarter note. So I'm actually feeling, and you can tell in the way I'm playing that, I can emphasize the triplet feel more, right? Especially if I play all triplets by playing this. Now, this is more of a gospel sound, and what I'm doing here is going from a G sus to G7. And you'll hear this a lot. Like, the gospel, slow gospel triplet feel is very, very, used, right? It's very, very custom for that type of style. And again, that emphasis of that triplet feel is bringing out the 12-8. So you can actually solo, because it's a 3 feel, you can actually solo and make your lines sound like you're playing in 3. Right? So I'm playing 1... 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. So that's what I'm feeling, right? Now, again, the quarter note, the underlying quarter note is there, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, right? So you can easily shift back and forth between those, and it's just a really nice feeling, especially for a slow blues, because there's so much space, right? There's so much space. Now, talking about some of the progressions I like to use in this, I started off very, very minimal. And that's a really nice thing in solo piano, right? So let me see. I started off... So some of the movements I was doing there, right off the bat, I'm going to the tritone. So that's just the tritone of G, right? So I'm going to the D flat to approach our C7 on the second measure. That's going to the C minor, okay? That's just the borrowing, modal interchange. So I'm borrowing from the minor. I'm using a C minor 4. So this is your 4 minor. It's a very common progression, right? Just going from 4... A lot of the things you'll hear me doing too is my left hand is very active or keep holding the tempo. So a lot of the techniques in the solo piano course talk about different methods to hold the tempo in various ways. So my right hand, if you notice, may be playing a line and will hold the note out. Or vice versa, like my left hand will hold it out, may play, So my left hand's holding, my right hand's short, right? So that's a really nice thing. But with those interchanging lines between my right hand and my left hand, it creates for a really nice kind of double interactive atmosphere, okay? What else do I do? This is a very common progression turnaround in a slow blues, right? You have lots of slow turnaround progressions in a blues. This is very, very common for a gospel turnaround. 1/3, 4, sharp 4 diminished to 5 sus, right? And I love adding the flat 13 on there, which is going to be the B flat somewhere. And basically that's the minor third in your blues scale, right? If you put it on top, it sounds really nice. Even if you put it in the middle of the chord, it sounds really nice. Right, with your octaves, really gospel-y. And don't be afraid to use, especially with a blues, right? One of the things earlier in my career, I was always using seventh chords, right? Now, the seventh produces, you know, when we were learning jazz, it's all about seventh chords, seventh chords, seventh chords. And then as you start to progress and you really do what we're doing right now is think about the qualities that really makes up a chord and how you feel. And just the natural triad in its natural state is a beautiful chord. And as we're learning, it's funny because we're like, oh, triads, that's so simple, right? We don't need triads. Who plays triads? Like, triads just for pop players and stuff like that. But then, you know, as we grow up and then, you know, in some charts, just playing a triad is actually almost better. Like, we don't need the color of the seventh chord all the time. So don't be afraid to play a nice triad, you know, to in your blueses, right? Especially if you played all these sus chords and seventh chords. So this is just right here. I'm going for my, basically you can think of this as G minor to C over 1. And then we go to the 4. Now here's the fourth measure. I mean that right there, sorry. That would necessarily need a seventh chord if you're going to that. I mean, so this is a good teaching example, excuse me. With all those seven chords, right, I went to flat 6 here to lead into my 2-5 D minor. Tritone of the G7, right, to get to our C. Now listen to how this sounds just using a triad, right? Right, and then here's a seventh chord. Seventh chord there sounds much better. So it depends. Now, if you're in the turnaround, a lot of these turnaround chords, I'm using just triads. Here's a diminished chord. Now we have our sus. And now landing on that triad there is a nice neutral color to land on. It doesn't always have to be that seventh chord, right? The seventh chord is really going to add an edginess to it. All right. So let me play through it one more time, and then we'll move into, excuse me, some other textures. So here we go. I'll count you off. I'll count myself off too. 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3. So we can go to the third here, which is really nice. Flat three. We can do all sus chords on our turnaround here. So let me just talk a little bit now because I'm doing all sorts of stuff. So that three chord, if we're on our four chord, right? Four minor. Instead of going to the one, we can go to the three, one over three, right? Sounds really nice. And again, this is where putting a triad over your three chord instead of playing a B minor seven. You know, your B minor seven is going to be more of a jazz sound, right? Get into that when I get into the bebop stuff, but if you're playing more of a blues gospel, you're going to want that triad over the three chord. Now this here, right, is a flat three minor six, okay, one, six, flat three. And this is using my one to shells, basically, is a really nice way of voicing it. This is in the solo piano system, using your left-hand solo piano components to kind of strategically voice that left-hand component out, so your right-hand soloing over this. And then, again, going with the gospel feel, the two dominant I've been using consistently, which is really my go-to, or two sus. Sorry, not with the nine in there, probably. Just more of a regular gospel sound. Excuse me, sus sound. Again, to your five sus. Again, adding some of those extensions like your 9 and 13 into your sus chord. that definitely works for your gospel sound. But it just depends. I mean, that's more of a modern gospel sound. Like it's less traditional gospel. And trust me, I don't know all that I can know about gospel. I mean, I can definitely know more. I have played that a lot, but there's so many. I'm not a gospel player by any means. Some of those guys are just ridiculous. You know, they're ridiculous at playing gospel music. But anyway, right. So just going to the two, two there dominant, or the sus two, and then going to your five, and then to your dominant, and then altered turnaround is really nice. Six altered, two altered, five altered, and then back to your one. Okay. So that's more your slow blues. Some of the other progressions, sorry, I just remembered. Going from your three, so let me see where that was. So it's basically on the last, the fourth, or third measure, excuse me. One, two, three, four, one. And here's your turnaround on the fourth measure, right? This is just putting the relative two minor in front of your tritone with a drop two voicing down to your four chord. Okay. So yeah, so let's move on. So more of an old school. I love, there's an album out there. Marcus Roberts, Blues, no, Alone with Three Great Giants. I think he plays Jelly Roll, Duke Ellington, and Monk, I want to say. I can't remember the last person. It's either that album or Marcus Roberts Blues Millennium, I think it's called. But he has, it's got to be one of those, but he plays lots of blueses. Marcus Roberts plays amazing textures in a blues. I mean, again, when we think blues, I want to help you guys get away from just thinking, right? You know, that type of jazz blues. There's so many different types of textures and concepts for blues. So again, this is going to be more of a really old, just classic traditional blues that can be, well, let me just play instead of talking. Here we go. Thank you. right. So that was enough. But anyway, again, just super old school style of blues. And again, most of the time my left hand, my left hand is pretty low here. So I'm just playing basically a 5 and 6 down here, just keeping that beat. You know, it's like a low, just like nice low drum. Let me see, what else did I do? Again, holding things. So when you hold a note and then play something else, right? It sounds like you just have so many different voices going on. It's such a cool effect. And I love this. I mean, I hear Aaron Deal do this in one of his recordings. And that's what I mean. When I listen to these things, it's not just about notes. It's about, wow, like, what is he doing there? And that's kind of how I picked up that strategy. It's just really, really cool textures. Marcus does this on one of his albums, too. So kind of holding the notes, using your left hand. You know, don't be afraid to try out your left hand bass, counter bass motion with different things. And again, this whole blues is about, it's got a minor and major feel. So I'm playing both, right? I'm playing the minor third and the major third, like together almost. On that one chord with the six. So you're getting this. It's such a great sound. It's amazing. What else? I kind of did more some stride, which I'm going to get into next, but this isn't all stride yet. Again, I love the dual motion of both hands. Okay, so I think that's good. I'm trying to remember. Hopefully, I explained most of any other motions. I don't think I did there. But that's more about the texture, right, and the style that you can create with that idea. Okay, stride. Excuse me, I'm still getting over my cold. So stride, again, is a really nice, amazing texture to do at slow tempos. It can be used at medium tempos, fast tempos, but slow tempos is amazing because it can be open and spacious and give you this just an amazing, open, broken feel to let you do whatever you want. Okay, so here we go. Well, let me do maybe a little bit faster. We'll take a different tempo now. I guess same tempo. Here we go. So I'm just playing nice, easy stride, going from my bass note to shells, right? Bass note, shells, bass note, bass note. I could just keep going with this, right? Or I just play one measure at a time, right? So 1, 2, 3, 4. Just leave those two beats open. 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Right? Just a little octave dynamics there. Just, you want to think about textures, right? All that space leads to such anticipation, right? I did the tritone there of the 5, sus, tritone, A flat. I did one beat of C minor there, so right? 1, C, C, 2, 3, C minor. minor you could do. So with the stride thing, I mean, the possibilities are endless. You can go into more just of a regular traditional stride. A nice thing there that I started doing is that if you double time your right hand while your left hand is just playing the basic stride, it sounds really cool, right? So 1, 2, 3, your right hand's playing 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 4 1 2 3, right? Now, again, the way you're improvising is going to lead to a lot of the sounds you're making as well. I mean, I can play more bebop lines over this, right? You know, but again, that will create a different texture altogether, right? So it's your approaches to the way that you're playing the blues and your solo piano is going to lead to all different types of ways. So again, that's the stride stuff. Even if I take that a little faster, it works as well. It's a really nice feel. So let me say 1, 2, 3, 4. This is kind of your broken stride, right? So, yeah, I was kind of getting away from the stride, but you get the picture. Anyway, that stride stuff is really great. Now, again, more of a texture, too, to start that out that I love playing with is basically, again, this is more for of a gospel feel, but just kind of creating a tremolo almost, right? This kind of texture here. And a great album for all this kind of blues, gospel, church-type style music is going to be Winton's album with his septet, In This House on This Morning. And all these kind of gospel blues textures, my old former teacher, Eric Reed, is on that album playing, and it's just phenomenal. I mean, it's all rooted in that, you know, just spiritual music. It's just phenomenal. So this is, again, Altar Call. I highly recommend you check out the track Altar Call. It's a really awesome blues track where they just have this just amazing, I think Wessel Anderson is just playing over this blues, and then finally they break into an actual blues. It sounds great. By half steps to the C7. You know, what's funny too is that, excuse me, I didn't really learn the mixolydian scale is so powerful, right? You don't really learn it and really harness the notes. I mean, what I'm doing here is all C7 mixolydian, right? But I'm focusing on a couple of things. I'm focusing on the chord tones of my rootless voicing, 3, 5, 7, 9. Especially the 9, right? Again, this fourth note is great. I mean, you don't necessarily need to avoid that. People will be like, avoid the fourth in the mixolydian. Just as long as you resolve it, it's going to sound okay. If you're just hammering the F, A, C, that's going to kind of stick out like a sore thumb. But if you resolve it to the third, I mean, that's when you can really utilize it. But again, listen to the sound. I'm using the chord tones in my blues scale. These these little slides up to the nine. There's no approach notes or anything. I mean, this is just moving up the Mixolydian scale. And I'm creating tremolos in my left hand, right? So again, just the use of, you know, especially on the four chord, your chord tones are really going to make a big difference. And again, just kind of giving you this blues feel, and with my left hand kind of shaking, really gives such a nice texture. So let's get into medium blueses, more jazz bebop. All right. So with the more medium jazz bebop stuff, more of the a lot of the solo piano system is going to come into play in this too with your left hand components. Now, what I was doing before kind of interacted with stride. Sorry, guys, my voice is going from being sick. So it's kind of, I call this broken stride. And what it is more of your bass, just including your bass notes to your shells, right? A lot of the time, and counter line movements with your left hand. So I'm going to play just an open blues and shift from kind of more of an open, I don't want to say modern, just more of an open blues to more of a bebop blues. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Sorry, I was about to stop talking to explain something that I kept playing. All right, so there wasn't much bebop, but again, playing kind of a medium stride, I think I was playing a little bit too fast too, but it mainly takes that kind of openness where your right hand holds the time a lot. It doesn't have to be that complex either, right? So again, most of the time I'm playing my blues scale now. Now, if I want to play bebop lines and move through the changes, I can absolutely do that too. That's going to involve more of my bebop scale, right? You know, so you're playing around the chord tones using approaches, right? So if you want a bebop blues, right, you're going to, again, some of the changes will stay the same. Mostly, I would use more bebop changes, right? You're moving from your G, your one chord. A lot of bebop players will have the 2-5 going to the 4, obviously. Going to the 4 minor, this is more of a bird blues, right, to the 3 minor 7. Now, this is where you'd use your 3 minor 7. and you'll hear bebop players playing over this. I have a lot of Oscar influence in my lines, but again, you know, that I was just using my E7 bebop scale. That's all bebop scale. But again, you don't have to play your bebop scale there. It's just kind of influencing over the changes, right? So that's B minor 7, right? And then to your A minor. Again, more of a bebop move is going from your 2 to your flat 2 diminished. 2 minor, 5, 3, 6, 2, 5, 1. Right, so especially on your bebop, going from the 4-6, not even a 4-7, right? This is more of an old bebop language. So you have your like kind of, you're like, it's a 6 chord on your 4-6. And that will give you more of that bebop feel. And again, you can do that you know, with your left hand kind of being more stationary. I mean, if you can't reach those tenths, you just hit the bass note and move. It's okay to leave that space, right? Just hit the bass note and move up to your shelves. And even maybe, I mean, if you want to add your third in there, you can. If you can reach this, I would recommend it. But if you just want 1 and 7, that will still provide the sound of the movements. The great thing about bass note to shells, it gives you everything, right? You're getting all the components you need, bass note and shells. And a lot of the solo piano system shows you how to do that as well. So that's more of our bebop slash kind of broken blues, you know, with that medium style tempo, right? So I'll play it one more time, and then I'll move into more of a fast blues, and I'll just kind of make a medley out of it. So I was just letting myself go there. But so I moved into the fast blues. One of the first textures I love from a fast blues is kind of more of the Oscar low end bass note with your right hand soloing, right? So you heard me move into that. Now, you know, obviously this requires a lot of skill with your right hand because your right hand is basically almost holding the tempo. I mean, if you just play this, but you can play simple at the same time, right? I could play. So again, this little thing, 4 sharp 4 5 sharp 5 diminished to the 6, right? Instead of going 3 6, you can go sharp 5 diminished to your 6, which is really nice. So you have this nice, which brings you to the 2, right? The triplet feels really nice improvising wise over this stuff. So you have 1 2 3 4 1, right? Right, that's a really nice rhythm to do if you have that in your dexterity to do that. Now, as I got away from that Oscar feel, it's a great solo piano texture, I moved up. And again, my right hand, the tempo holding techniques I teach in the solo piano system are, you know, they're fundamentals, right? So what I'm doing with my right hand, anyone can do. I mean, you may be watching this and you're not at my level, right? But you can still use these techniques. If your right hand, it doesn't have to be, you know, play so many notes. You can still use these techniques to hold the tempo. So what I'm doing here is using my right hand while soloing. You know, that's still a fast tempo. What I played there was very simple, though. 1 2 1 2 3 4. Right, so I'm playing very openly and simple, but the tempo's being held. My right hand is improvising, and my left hand is using solo piano components to hold the structure of the tune through bass note movements and shells. Right. So, and that's really, you know, great about using those techniques. So with my fast, and again, it's just endless. I mean, it really is. I can't even do a whole podcast. I mean, it's about exploration, really. You can keep the fast tempo, but start to move into atmospheres, right? So I don't have to play, that's more of a driving bebop, not even bebop, but just driving blues style, right? I can move in or morph into more of an open style. It's going to be more sus chords, right? Or just leaving it open with spacious, but still at the tempo, or maybe just feeling it in one, right? Instead of feeling 1 2 3 4 1 2, I can just feel 1 1 2, right? So. What rhythm sections will do is really switch the tempo up here, right? 1 2 3 4 1 2. Start to break into the tempo, right? again, at this tempo, I mean, playing solo piano too, I'm kind of imagining more of a rhythm section, but you know, you have to account for everything. So it's really tough. Now, kind of some of the cool movements I like to do, nice movements. You can move from your sus chord to more of a sharp Lydian sus, kind of. I guess it's more of a Lydian sound. There's no four in there, right? So you have your sus going to Lydian. And what you can do is use more of a hexatonic scale going from your one to two, right? You can just use that scale in general to solo over. So you have your sus chord. And again, kind of some of the stuff I was using to solo over, that would be one in the flat seven or F triad. So you're going from, this is more the McCoy Tyner feel, like over Passion Dance, one and seven, right? But you can also go to one and your Lydian, right? What I love to do is add both. I love to add the third and sus note. I mean, you know, people will be like, oh, you can't do that, but, you know, who cares? I like the sound. Now, again, a lot of the changes, the reharms that I gave you, I think in episode 59, you can use. You can go to sus. E flat sus is really nice, the flat six. But that was one of the things I wanted to tell you too, is that a blues, right, takes on a form. there was a great thing that Marcus Roberts did in an album. I think it's Elvin Jones's birthday party, I think. But they do a Love Supreme. And over the form, Marcus plays one chord. You know, he goes off into his own thing. So he's taking the form, but he's using the harmonies that he wants to use. So what I was doing there, you know, what I like to do sometimes is on a blues, right? So, and you can do this anywhere you want, really. I mean, this is how Brad and Keith and all these players expand, and jazz musicians in general. They just, you know, you just go into, you can, it, there's so much freedom. You can go and do whatever you want. Let me see, where was I? So we're getting to the flat six here, right? So normally the one chord would be here, but you can go back to the flat six. And again, you would actually go back to the top of the form, right? So you'd, let's say, this is really hard to explain, but 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Normally you'd go back to here, right? 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. But you can just stay on those two chords for the whole form if you want, right? And this will bring you, I mean, you're just exploring. This is the exploration of your journey. And this will bring you into other places, right? So what Marcus did was, obviously, he stayed on the one chord for like a whole form. In Love Supreme. So what he did was just stay in the one chord. And he would play a whole form. Then he went to the next chord, right? Basically, excuse me, the flat six, right? When he was supposed to change the chord, he stayed there, and it created so much tension, right? So you have the one chord. I know some of you may not know. I'm going off on a complete tangent right now, but some of you may not know Love Supreme. But with your one chord, your one minor, right? So he stayed on that and basically for a whole form, then stayed on the flat six for a whole form. and built up this tension through the song that was amazing. Then finally, when he lands back at the one and plays through the form, it's just like, oh, it's crazy, right? So with a blues, what I'm saying is that if you go to the flat six or any sort of turnaround or any chords you want, you can kind of just explore, right? But as long, it's hard to keep the form in your head as while you're doing this, right? We got 5 minutes left on the video camera that's going to cough, so I gotta wrap it up. But here we go. So again, if you're coming to the turnaround, what I'm saying is, let me see, 4, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. See if I can talk and play. So here's the last four. Now here's the top, but you go back to the E-flat. Now here's the four chord. Now here's the turnaround. And then you get back to the top. I actually don't know if that was correct. I was trying to do too many things at once. But again, the bass player will follow you. Or even if you're playing solo piano, you can just keep in mind, try and keep track. It's hard to talk and do that at the same time. But you're just kind of exploring on those chords, right? You can go off, and when you're practicing, right, I'm just kind of messing around, practice just letting your hands go, let go, right? This will help you break out of making mistakes. 3 minutes left. Break out of making mistakes and the fear of making mistakes. And also, you have to break out of the box in order to find those places. You need to find those places inside yourself, right? It's about exploration. You need to do the exploring on your own, practicing wise. And also if you're playing with a group, I mean, with solo piano or a group playing, you'll be able to find those places the more searching you do. I mean, if you're not leaving the house, if you're not searching, right, you're never going to have those adventures. You're never going to find those spots. And the more you do that, the more comfortable you're going to feel with being in that unknown area, right? Otherwise, you're just going to feel your safe zone is just going to be everything that you know how to play already, right? And that's not going to help you progress at all. You actually need to get uncomfortable to make drastic improvements in your playing. So anyway, thank you for being here with me, guys. A lot of these methods and techniques that I've gone over today, styles, different types of styles, are all in the solo piano system, jazzpianoschool.com/solo piano system live. Check out the video on the system, and we have integrated sound slice notation, which is awesome. Members are loving it right now. So again, thank you so much for listening today. I hope this was helpful. I'll see you in the next episode, and happy practicing.